Well, thank you very much, Sandy, for the very kind introduction, and it is so nice to see so many people out here this morning. I'm incredibly honored to be here today to deliver my first ever State of the City address to the members of the Belleville Chamber of Commerce. And in all honesty, it's a little bit of a surreal experience to be standing here before you about to deliver the speech. For the past 18 years, my wife Lisa and I have been loyal members of the Belleville Chamber of Commerce, and I just want to take a moment now publicly to thank Lisa for shifting her career to take care of our business since the election this past fall. Thank you, Lisa. So as I say, just like many of you here this morning, this is not my State of the City breakfast. We've all been to more than we can remember over the years. This breakfast meeting has been a tradition and is an important report to the members of the Chamber and to the greater community of Belleville. So I stand before you today a little intimidated to live up to expectations, kind of like what I would imagine Elizabeth Taylor's seventh husband, Larry Fortinsky, felt on their wedding night. I know what I'm supposed to do, but I'm trying to figure out a way to make it interesting and memorable. Now, I know that joke makes me look a little bit old because none of the millennials in the audience get it, and we'll explain it to you later. It is my incredible honor to have been selected the 76th mayor of Belleville. Since the election, I've also come to realize just how privileged I am to be working with members of this council. We are an interesting team with many different backgrounds and viewpoints, but I can tell you unequivocally that every councillor you elected cares deeply about this city and about making it better for everyone. I have enjoyed getting to know and to work with each member of our new city council. And I believe you are seeing us work together respectfully in a way that allows for differing opinions and with full appreciation of the job that all members of council were each elected to do. Sometimes we agree and sometimes we disagree, but that's democracy at work, and I like to think that any debate we've engaged in has been healthy, honest, and productive. I believe each member of council is committed to working together for what is best for the city of Belleville. 6 months ago, we as a council elect stood before you to outline what we heard during the election campaign and our individual hopes for what we thought we could accomplish this term. And as I reflect on the last 6 months, I am struck by how much work we have started and how much this council has already accomplished. We appointed the members of our important city committees after receiving a record number of applications. So many applications, in fact, that we were disappointed in having to say no to so many worthy citizens who put their names forward. And it is nice to have former 15-year city councillor and 2018 mayoral candidate Edge Boyce here this morning with us. I'm happy to report that Edge will continue to contribute to the City of Belleville as a member of the new Economic Development Destinations Committee. Welcome, Edge, and congratulations. We appreciate the tremendous level of interest from our community in serving, and to those who were not accepted, I want to say thank you, and rest assured, there will be other opportunities for you to become involved with in the future. We made changes this year to the traditional New Year's levy, moving it from January 1st to the first Saturday of the year in order to afford more people the opportunity to attend. We added new activities to make it a more inclusive and family-friendly event. In previous years, the levy was typically attended by Belleville residents along with dignitaries from neighboring communities. And normally we had about 100 people come out, and we hope that by making these changes, we might double that attendance this year. Well, over 600 people joined us that day, and to say that we were overwhelmed is an understatement. And this year's New Year's levy wasn't just the mayor's levy. Each member of council had the opportunity to introduce themselves to our community. And this was another departure from tradition, but one that we all thought was long overdue, being that it had been an election year. The feedback from all who attended was overwhelmingly positive. If you were there, thank you very much for attending. And if you weren't, please make plans to join us on January 4th, 2020, as we continue this new tradition. City Council has also deliberated on and passed our city's capital and operating budgets for 2019, including having to correct a little blip last week, courtesy of our provincial government. It was a complicated issue dealing with tax ratios and not about funding cuts that we received, but we will have to see what the future brings as we deal with a new reality in Ontario. But on a more positive note, we also held a housing summit to begin to address the critical shortage of rental accommodation in Belleville. And we have started a review of both our strategic and official plans in order to update them and clarify our collective vision for the city of Belleville over the next 20 to 25 years. Last month, I was honored to host the first ever Belleville Mayor's Prayer Breakfast, bringing together the leaders of many faith communities and thanking them for their invaluable contributions in providing services to the less fortunate and helping make Belleville a better place to live. This initial interfaith event was very well received, and I will continue to do this while I am your mayor. My hope is that the important contributions these organizations make to our community will continue to be recognized by my successors. Council has also doubled the funding for the Social Infrastructure Fund to about $300,000 a year. We did that so Belleville can do even more to support the many organizations and individuals who help disadvantaged members of our community. We opened an overnight warming center this winter, financially supported by this fund, and we look forward to doing much more to make Belleville better for all of our residents. We also increased the seniors' low-income property tax credit in order to help keep people in their homes longer. This credit is now $500 a year, and we hope to raise this by an additional $100 each year for the remainder of this council term. Last week, we brought attention to the wide variety of performing arts and artists that we have here in Belleville. Our first ever Mayor's Week for the Arts was a resounding success, recognizing and celebrating our local arts community. The City of Belleville was well represented at both the Rural Ontario Municipalities Association as well as the Good Roads Conferences in February and March. And in April, I was extremely privileged to lead a 12-member delegation to our sister city of Gunpo, South Korea. Now, speaking of South Korea, it was in September, 23 years ago, when Belleville received our first visit from representatives of Gunpo City in South Korea. And the rest, as they say, is history. It had been 6 years since representatives of Belleville last traveled to Gunpo, and during that same time, we received two visits from them. We believe the time had come to revisit our sister city. What we experienced in South Korea was amazing. It is a highly developed country with people who are tremendously friendly and welcoming. We met with the ambassador and officials at the Canadian Embassy and even had the chance to meet with members and staff of the Gunpo City Chamber of Commerce. This trip also contained an unexpected but a wonderful story. Next month, Hannon Systems, formerly known as Hala Climate Control, will celebrate their 30th anniversary here in Belleville. They have two plants here in our city. While in South Korea, I wanted to personally thank the president and CEO of Hannon, Mr. Jay Sun, for their contribution to our community over the past three decades. This was the first time Hannon had received a visit from the City of Belleville representatives, so I was incredibly pleased to be able to represent us at this meeting. But what I didn't know was that Mr. Sun was also one of the first ever plant managers of our Hala Climate Control Plant here in Belleville. I learned that our facility here in Belleville was the first ever plant that Hala opened outside of Korea. Today, Hannon Systems employs over 22,000 people at 74 different manufacturing and engineering sites across Asia, India, Europe, Africa, and both North and South America. And that global expansion, now in a total of 22 countries, all started here in beautiful Belleville, Ontario. And isn't that something that a former plant manager from Belleville has now worked their way up to the very top of this multinational company? Mr. Sun will be traveling here next month to celebrate the 30th anniversary of their Belleville plant, and we are looking forward to helping them celebrate this milestone for Hannon and for the City of Belleville when they are here. It has been a very busy start to this term, as we hit the ground running after being sworn in on December the 3rd, and we haven't stopped. There is still so much for us to do. But what has made this work so rewarding for me personally, and I believe also has had the same impact on other members of Council, is a renewed sense of optimism and enthusiasm that has emerged about the future of the City of Belleville. So I want to spend the rest of my time this morning focusing on a couple of areas which I believe best reflect this renewed sense of optimism, and they are the future of downtown and the state of business and development expansion in our community. To start with Belleville, with downtown Belleville. Things are definitely looking up for downtown Belleville, and that is good news for everybody. The heart of our city is poised for a major transformation, and a significant role in the future of Belleville. When the downtown area underperforms and when buildings sit vacant, an increased burden is placed on residential and commercial taxpayers in other parts of our city. The Belleville Downtown Improvement Association was created to help promote and revitalize the downtown area. And for those of you who don't know, businesses within the designated downtown area pay a special levy, which the city collects and then turns over to the BDIA to support their mission. Unfortunately, the BDIA has also had a history of underperforming. Last term, we saw even more dysfunction and turmoil than we've been used to, with mass board resignations and high staff turnover. Businesses and residents were becoming increasingly frustrated with the situation, and something had to be done. Having previously sat on the BDIA board as the council representative, I was all too familiar with these issues. So as mayor-elect, I asked for the opportunity to speak directly to the membership of the BDIA at their annual general meeting in November. I challenged the organization to find a way to get beyond the self-inflicted problems that seem to continually plague them. I highlighted the once-in-a-generation investment of $35 million made by the City of Belleville in revitalizing downtown infrastructure. And I pointedly told them things had to change, that it was now the BDIA's turn to step up to take advantage of those investments and help revitalize downtown Belleville. It was not an easy speech to deliver, but it was something I felt needed to be done. It was a frank message and was well received by most members. To their credit, the BDIA took this message to heart and began taking action to rebuild the association so that it could achieve its mandate. A new, more inclusive board was elected. The financial levy paid to the city was returned to pre-build Belleville levels. The board's bylaws and operating procedures were revised for the first time since the 1980s. And just recently, they announced the hiring of a full-time executive officer, Mary Jo Currier. I want to express my sincere thanks to the new BDIA board for their hard work over the past 6 months. They are doing extremely well, have a clear direction, and have earned the full support of City Council as they move forward. City Council has also taken other significant steps to help rejuvenate the downtown core. In January, we announced the purchase of the former Cabaret Adult Entertainment Facility from the Spiegel family. Unfortunately, this had become an eyesore and not something we wanted in front of our city center. We have some great ideas about how to turn that area into a wonderful public space right in front of our historic City Hall, which we look forward to sharing with you in the coming months. In February, we included in our capital budget an investment of $150,000 for the new concept of downtown pop-up businesses to make better use of our amazing downtown trails and the riverfront property we all own. In April, we announced the successful bidders for this year's pop-up opportunities. They were Brick Oven Pizza, Cruising Canoes, Doug's Bicycle, and Golden Scoop Ice Cream. Our plans have had to change due to the Bay of Quinte flooding issues at Victoria Harbor, so we are locating them to the Riverside West Park and expect them to be open for business on June the 7th. Cruising Canoes is unfortunately not able to participate because of the mighty Moira River. It's not like the Bay of Quinte for their customers. But in spite of the changes this year because of the rising level of Lake Ontario and the Bay of Quinte, we are very optimistic this program will be a great success, and we look forward to expanding these opportunities in future years. Also, just a few weeks ago, we held an open house to discuss the downtown's commons development project for the land surrounding our historic City Hall. Once again, we had tremendous turnout with lots of suggestions and enthusiasm, reinforcing this new positive spirit that is emerging about the future of the City of Belleville. Most recently, we announced that the Ontario Addiction Treatment Centre, also known as the Belleville OATC or the Downtown Methadone Clinic, is slated to move from Front Street to a new location at 125 Church Street South, the former Medigas building. This move will allow the new owners and operators, Baymark Corporation, to be in a larger space that meets their growing needs, creating better access for their clients by being closer to the bus terminal and having the necessary parking that just does not exist at their current location. And there are additional signs that we are at the cusp of a new era for downtown Belleville. New residential units in Century Village are sold out, and we expect construction on the Pinnacle residential project to begin shortly. And there is much, much more on the horizon for our downtown core. It's an exciting time for Belleville, and the future of downtown Belleville is bright. I'd also like to just speak a little bit about the general state of new business and industry. And we all know that Belleville has been a friendly, open, and welcoming community for new and expanding businesses. After many years of stagnant population growth, 2018 saw Belleville ranked as the 14th fastest growing community in Canada, according to Statistics Canada. This growth is not only leading to new opportunities, but has also increased pressure on us to deal with some of our existing challenges. Our new council has an exciting and busy term to look forward to, not only because of the work undertaken by previous city councils, but also through the openness of this new council to seek out input and actively listen to our residents and existing businesses before making decisions. For example, the legalization of cannabis has brought forward many opportunities and many questions, especially when it comes to allowing retail cannabis stores in our community. We set up an online survey over the holiday season asking for public input, and we had a record number of responses to the survey, and we made the decision in January to become a host community for retail cannabis stores. Staying on the subject of cannabis, there were further announcements made by Hexo Corp about the growth of their business. I had the great privilege of having a tour of their new site a couple of weeks ago with city staff, and I was very impressed. I'd like to welcome Olgan Alp and Laura Kirkamaki, who are here from Hexo. Welcome, thank you for coming, and thank you for welcome to Belleville. You may have heard that Hexo is now quadrupling its size here in Belleville and will be taking the remaining space at the former Sears warehouse for a total of 2 million square feet, which will provide 420 new jobs at the completed facility. The initial construction value of the first investment is $27.5 million, with more to come. They have successfully purchased the company NewStrike, and they have a very exciting partnership with Molson Coors, and we expect to have some news about that shortly, about Belleville and those plans. Renovations at the College Street East facility are well underway, and Hexo has a bright future, which is definitely good news for the future of Belleville. And building on the work started by previous councils, we also finalized the application for a 40-plus acre site on Bell Boulevard West to be anchored by a 156,000-square-foot Costco warehouse membership club and gas bar. And that's probably been the worst-kept secret we've had for quite a while, isn't it? But now it's official, and we can talk about it. A further 180,000 square feet of new retail development will take place over the next 5 years, creating 800 full-time jobs. The Costco development means about $2.3 million in one-time permit and development charges, an additional $1.3 million in ongoing annual tax revenue for the city of Belleville. And while we do not have initial estimates of construction value, it is likely this project will set new all-time record for Belleville by the time they are done. And there is now more interest every day by those seeking to make additional investments or create new developments in our community. Other businesses and service providers want to be in a community that has a Costco. A number of projects that were in a holding pattern are now set to go ahead, and this can be directly tied to the Costco project. The ripple effects of the Bell Boulevard development will bring new opportunities for many years to come. And now that the planning approvals have all been granted, site preparation is underway, and construction will commence shortly. If everything goes well, we expect them to open late spring or early summer of next year. Now, these recent developments and announcements are the result of tremendous work done by city staff and by multiple city councils. The vision for Bell Boulevard West that began in the late 1990s is now coming to fruition 20 years later. Costco, additional retail, and an eventual three hotels, plus the existing Shorelines Casino, will create a much busier Bell Boulevard West, and we need to be ready for it. So in this year's budget, we funded the beginning of a project to widen that stretch of road. I have written to the Provincial Minister of the Environment in order to fast-track the environmental assessment of this planned roadwork. I was on a conference call yesterday with his officials, and we have applied for funding from the provincial and federal governments to help us get this done as soon as possible. On the other side of town, in the East End, Industrial Park, Vision Transportation and Procter & Gamble are both expanding their operations with significant investments at their sites. This news represents $8.3 million for a 200,000 square foot facility for Vision Transportation and a complete new line for Procter & Gamble. And more details about Procter & Gamble will come with an official announcement from the company. College Street East has only a couple of city-owned service lots remaining. Our council is committed to making the strategic investments to support continued growth in this area, which ultimately benefits the community at large. So to sum up, The general state of new business inquiries and the growth of current businesses and industry is already very good, and it's getting better every day. Ladies and gentlemen, you can imagine that there is much, much more that has been going on than I have the time to mention here this morning. I am so proud of the many things we have achieved so far as a new council, but more importantly, I am proud of how we have done it. Municipal elections are important milestones in the life of a community. It's an important reality check for politicians. If you're already elected, we get to learn if we're doing a good job. Citizens have the ultimate say, and their vote not only shapes the agenda for a council's term, but also gives those of us whom you select the confidence to move forward. This past election, the message was quite simply, we want change. You wanted us to chart a new course for the city of Belleville, and you wanted us to do it together. Each of us who you selected to council heard the message of change, and it wasn't just about changing certain issues. You wanted a change in process, a change in style, a more collaborative, engaged local government that brings people together, conquering our biggest challenges by working together in partnership. And that was the whole intent of holding a housing summit, working together with stakeholders in partnership. And this was also why I recently convened a meeting of City Council and the Public School Board, and you can expect more of this reaching out as we go forward. Since the election, I have spoken with so many people who are so proud of Belleville and proud of many of the things we've accomplished in the past. And I've also spoken with many people who were frustrated with how long it takes to get some things done in our city. And they are right to be frustrated. And given the growth that we are poised to experience and the importance of the issues we need to deal with, we no longer have the luxury of being slow and inefficient. Now, no one is saying, and I'm certainly not saying, we want to be reckless or make hasty or dangerous decisions, but we need to make good decisions and make them quicker. And we need to make decisions that are good for Belleville and the future of Belleville. We can no longer drag out debate and approval processes when it comes to proposing, planning, approving, and inspecting projects. With the increasing costs of materials, time, and labor, efficiently completing projects is of the utmost importance, both for the city of Belleville and for the private sector. It's time to focus on getting things done responsibly and effectively, and I'm proud to say that our council is behind this 100%. It's time to focus on the immediate needs of our community, on building a more solid plan for the future, and most importantly, on making sure that we, as your city council, deliver. Our budget priorities and our actions demonstrate this resolve. While our first priority is dealing with the current housing crisis, we have many other items to work on over the course of this term, issues that we heard about in last fall's election. You want us to repair our roads, build more amenities to attract families, support arts, culture, and heritage, and encourage growth of our local arts community. You want better options and access to healthcare, safer streets, and improvements to some of the services we provide. You want us to help grow the local economy, improve public transit, and provide more resources for our vulnerable citizens, and you want us to do it responsibly. Piece of cake, right? Well, it's a tall order, but we as a council are up to the challenge. We hope that in the past 6 months, you've seen the broad brushstrokes we have already put on our city's canvas and how it responds to what we were elected to do. We have much more to do, and you have my commitment that this council will do everything in its power to address all of these items. It's about building our future together with safe, responsible growth. This year, you will see progress on proper restroom facilities at Swicks Park. You will witness the official opening of several municipal infrastructure upgrades, and we will achieve substantial completion of our new police station. We look forward to finally handing over the keys to the new building and have tentatively scheduled that move-in and ribbon cutting for the first quarter of 2020, and it's going to be about time that is coming. I'd like to finish off my first State of the City breakfast by talking a bit about what I often spoke about during the fall election, working together. The City of Belleville and the Chamber of Commerce understand the value of working together as we contract your organization to assist with visitor and information services, as well as 5 community events each year. It has been beneficial to both of us and the residents and businesses we serve, and I am pleased that we renewed these contracts for a further 4 years this week. All of us on Belleville City Council recognize that you, the members of the Belleville Chamber of Commerce, create and sustain businesses which provide employment, products, and services for our residents. and you pay taxes, lots of taxes, which helps the city provide the essential services our residents rely upon. On behalf of myself and other members of City Council, we sincerely thank you for all the contributions you make to our community each and every day. And we want you to know that we also recognize our responsibility to conduct our business while assisting and not interfering with your ability to make those contributions. Working together, we can accomplish many great things over this next 4 years. We need a better Belleville for tomorrow and a more vibrant and inclusive community that our children want to remain in. And we need to build this improved city responsibly in such a way that the future Belleville remains affordable. As the head of City Council, the culture and behavior of your City Council starts with me. I believe in a collaborative style of leadership, and it's what you can expect for the rest of this term. Today's breakfast is called the State of the City Address, and I'm happy to report that the state of our city is strong. 2019 will be a year where we will continue to make improvements to our quality of life, where we will continue to modernize our City Council and municipal services, and where our work will result in better prospects for our future. Our city is strong. Our future is bright. Opportunity awaits us. Together, we will ensure that we achieve this brightest future for our city. Thank you so very much for giving me an honor to speak with you today, and thank you for your ongoing support of the City of Belleville.
The mayor has offered to take questions, so if there are any...